Halftime score 46-17 in our boys' game. As Tegan Trehoon now joined here on the headset by Victoria's head coach, Ron Slaymaker. Coach, your team, a bit of a slow start here tonight, but comes out with a 53-20 victory. Really turned things on there in the second half. Give us your thoughts overall.
Well, you know, you probably hit it on the nose. Slow start offensively. Goodness gracious. We're up 10 and a half, and I told them we ought to be up 25 and a half because we missed so many shots right at the basket. But that's not something that just popped up. That's pretty much every game we've had. Now, I have seldom really got pretty upset at halftime. We were up 10. Why would you get upset? Because something had to change, and it did. We played really good defense in the first half, like wow type defense. And they also did second half. I don't know how many turnovers that Hartford had, but it had to be 30-ish.
31.
Yeah, but then we had to cash in on those.
Right.
And we were just missing so many baskets right at the basket. It's kind of frustrating. It's frustrating to them and certainly from a coaching point of view, because anything else you do, it doesn't seem like you're doing anything when you really are. As I said, we're playing really good defense, but the score didn't show it.
I need to correct myself. 37 turnovers there overall in the ball game. So, I mean, your team doing a great job. And I was saying up here, and I think a lot of people would argue that your defense really made the difference, because you're right. Offensively, both teams seemed to lack some rhythm early on. How integral do you think your defense was to that victory?
Oh, there's no question about it. It was pretty good. Yeah. That was a good follow-up from Tuesday night at Burlingame when they got 24 points. And their field goal percentage was in the low 30s. That's what I measure defense with. But, that's what we're stressing. That's what we expect. We've set kind of a high bar Tuesday night and tonight. And what are you going to do for me now?
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to.
Well, your girls, you have two in the night in double figures. Katie Robert leads all scorers, 13 points on the night, 10 points for the freshman, Lily Skowski. Really, your team offensively has really started to kind of find their rhythm a little bit here, as opposed to kind of what we saw, I think, right towards the Christmas break. You know, what kind of adjustments over the holiday break did you guys make?
Well, we've worked a lot on it. Again, we've run pretty good offense, and we're getting up down the floor good. That helps. We've stressed that. Just get down there and get something going. But the problem still remains, you can run great offense, get an open shot, and you got to make them.
Right.
And we've not been real good at that, but the second half was obviously much better. I think we outscored them 31-8, I believe. I wasn't very happy about the 8.
Well, Coach, nonetheless, it's a pretty solid win for your team. You guys now improve to 6-3 on the season. We're wishing you all the best of luck here down the stretch. And before you know it, we're going to be talking to you at Lyon County League tournament times.
Oh, really?
It's almost that time.
I'll be darned.
I know,
yes,
right?
It is. We've got 3 games left in the league, and then there we go.
Absolutely. Coach, best of luck in those 3 games. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
That is Ron Slaymaker, head coach of the Opie Lady Eagles. His team picking up an impressive 53-20 victory over the Hartford Lady Jaguars here tonight earlier on. But currently, in our boys' half of the action, it's 46-17 at the half. We will take a quick timeout, come back, get Michael back on the headset, get you your halftime stats, and get set for halftime, or I should say second half action here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM. Area